Greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I will be ministering a special message entitled, Nail It to the Cross. Now, normally my dad, Brother Hardy, would be preaching, but he wants me to share with you this powerful truth that the cross is greater than the curse. This revelation totally revolutionized my own life, and I know it will yours too. Your eyes will be open to see that everything that is part of the curse, Jesus has nailed to his cross. Stay tuned, because at the end of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Nail It to the Cross.
So Christ became a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is he who hangeth on the tree. When did he do that? In April, the year 33 AD, Jesus died on Calvary, and he became a curse for us, and he took upon himself our sins and our iniquities. How many say amen? And it was humiliating beyond anything you could ever imagine. Think of the most humiliating predicament you could be in. To be stripped stark naked in front of everybody outside, that'd be pretty humiliating. Jesus was naked on the cross. I mean, I know they don't show that on the pictures, but he was naked. How many say amen? He was beaten. The Bible says his face was so marred, it was not even recognizable as human. That's how his face was marred. That's why the passion was not over the top. It sits right in there with in the scriptures. How many say amen? And I know that I've heard people say that saw the passion. They said, well, I got to tell you what I think. That was so cruel, so gruesome. They beat him and beat him and beat him that I do not believe it could be humanly possible for him to have survived that beating in order to get up on the cross. I just don't believe that. I think it was exaggerated and over the top. How many have heard people say that or ever thought of that? But you see, the penalty for sin is death. The penalty for sin is death. But Jesus was pure. Jesus was sinless. Jesus was righteous. Even his enemies, Jesus, when they were accusing him and they were trying to kill him, Jesus said, which of you convinced me of sin? That was their opportunity. If they could convince it, they could say, aha, you did this, you did that. You slept with Mary Magdalene. You committed this, you committed that. That was their chance to bring the evidence. He said it publicly. Which of you can convince me of sin? Bring on the evidence. You got to have a cause. How many say amen? You got to have a cause. When you go before the judge, they got to present the evidence. Nobody spoke up anything. Because Jesus was pure and he was sinless. How many say amen? And so it wasn't until he hung on the cross that he took upon himself the sins of the world. He took your sin and my sin. On the cross he took our sin. And on the cross, then having become sin offering for us, death could come and take him. How many see it? So on the cross, Jesus became a curse. And he bore it for us. It was humiliating. That's why Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. You see, right before he went to the cross, he went into Gethsemane. And he cried and he wept and he was broken. And he said, Father, if there's any way that I can get out of this, if there's any way that you can take this suffering away from me. But he knew there was no other way. So finally he said, not my will, but thine be done. But he knew that it was going to be humiliating. He knew that he was going to suffer. He knew that it was going to be like nothing that ever has been or ever will be again. But the Bible says in the face of that, he despised the shame. What is the shame? Cursed is he who hangeth on the tree. They reviled him. They said, if you be the king, if you're really the Son of God, come down from that cross and save yourself and save us too. Isn't that what the thief said? Oh, he could have come down off that cross and saved himself. He could have, but he couldn't come down and save himself and save us. So though he despised the shame, he endured the cross for the joy. Now, how does joy fit in there? How can you take curse, humiliation, shame, suffering, and put the word curse in there? How can you do that? Because the joy was that because he became a curse for us, he was going to redeem us from the curse of the law. And now the big question, why? So that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us, the Gentiles. We didn't have a covenant. We didn't have a Savior. We didn't have a promise. But when Jesus hung on the cross, he took upon himself the sins of the world. Give him a good clap offering. He became the sin offering so that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us, that he could remove all those curses and bring the blessings upon us, to bring us into fellowship with God and give us eternal life, to break the curse off of us, because Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, and that we can have eternal life with God our Father. In John 17:3, Jesus said, then this is life eternal, that they might know thee, Father, the only true and living God, and Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you have sent into the world. That's what Jesus came to do. And now we're going to answer the word how. This is our final scripture, Colossians, the second chapter. We found out that Christ, the anointed one, the only begotten Son of God, came to redeem us from the curse. He had to go on the tree because it was already written 2,000 years before. Cursed is he who hangs on the tree. That's why he wouldn't die anywhere else, why they couldn't kill him. He said, nobody takes my life. I lay it down freely. He had to go to the cross. Now, Colossians, and this is so powerful. I want you to see this, the power of the cross. Colossians 2 and verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened, or the word means made you alive, together with him, having forgiven you all. Somebody say all. All your trespasses. What is trespasses? Breaking a known law. Somebody puts a sign up on their fence. No trespassers. You don't walk on that property. If you do, you break the law. Well, we broke all God's laws. He said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's anything, thou shalt honor thy mother and father, thou shalt keep the Sabbath day holy unto the Lord. We broke all his laws. But he said, he forgave you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it. Nailing it to what? To his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the them is the principalities and powers, the god of this world, Satan, and all those who are in his employment. All the fallen angels, all the demons, all the wicked, that's the them. But what's the it? What did Jesus triumph over them in it? The cross. You see, people look at the cross and they say, oh, the shame. And they despise the shame. Jesus despised the shame. But he looked at the joy, triumph, joy. Because on the cross, he was going to take the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. He was going to take all of the curses that were spoken over us, all of those diseases I talked about, you know, the inflammation and the leprosy and the cancer and the AIDS and the paralysis and the infirmities, all of those diseases. I need a helper right about now. Brother Mike, Brother CJ, come on up here. All of the sicknesses. Brother Mike, take this hammer and start there on the end. We're going to nail it to the cross. I want you to see that Jesus nailed your sickness to the tree. You don't have to take it off the devil. You don't have to receive from the devil. You don't have to take it. Jesus nailed it to the cross. How many say amen? All your sicknesses, all of the things, any weakness, any sickness. Because remember, we read a whole bunch of things. A lot of things I skipped over and paraphrased. But just in case there was something that was overlooked, just in case the doctor said, you got this, and he named a disease about this long that you can't even pronounce. The Bible says, and anything that's not written in the book, any one of those things, it all comes under there. All sickness, all disease, Jesus nailed it to the cross. That's why we can come boldly and we can receive healing, because the Bible says in Isaiah 53, he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. He was chastised for your peace. And by the stripes on his back, you were healed. Hallelujah. And in the New Testament, Peter brought it over in 1 Peter 2:24. And he said, he himself bore in his own body our sins to the tree, that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. When? On the cross. How? The stripes on his back. So all of your sickness, all of your disease. Now see, if you can, when the Lord gave me an understanding of this, it revolutionized my faith. It took me in another place, and I began to attack things in my life from a whole different perspective. Instead of being down trying to get up, I realized on the cross I've triumphed over sickness and disease. When I realized that the curse was nailed to the cross, when I realized that the devil was trying to put on me, and to a certain point I was letting him get away with it because I wasn't seeing it nailed to the cross.
Amen. Friends, I trust that you are being blessed by this devil-chasing message, Nail It to the Cross. I am so excited to share this truth with you because this revelation was the catalyst for deliverance and victory in my own life, and I continue to walk in it every day. And it boils down to this: the cross is greater than the curse. When Adam and Eve sinned, they brought curses not only upon themselves, but upon all their posterity. The Bible says, the curse causeless shall not come. The cause is sin, and we were all born in sin, and we're all under the curse. Now, if you can remove the cause, you will break the curse. Galatians 3:13 says, but Christ hath redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. Jesus had to hang on the cross, and there he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's the written evidence, the cause that proved our guilt and brought the curse. And he nailed it to his cross. Then he publicly spoiled and legally stripped Satan of any right to bring it on us again. Now it is up to you and to me to see every sin, sickness, disease, fear, torment, depression, addiction, and all demonic oppression nailed to the cross in Jesus' name. You have to get this message, not because I preached it, but because it is the truth that the devil hopes you never get in your spirit. The complete message is available on CD or cassette tape for your love gift of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK120 and specify if you want CD or tape. Send to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online to rghardy.org.